time for Batter Up, the definitive Atlanta Braves podcast with hosts Joe Patrick and Caleb Johnson, giving you exclusive insight into our Braves from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Joe and Caleb.
Welcome into Batter Up on this Wednesday, April 27th. Caleb Johnson and with my co-host Joe Patrick. Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I think I'm doing a little bit better than the Braves here as of recent.
Well, I wouldn't take much.
Right, I know, exactly right. Eyes are healthy, first of all, and we'll get into that. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough go here, Caleb, and I gotta say that I was very much like in the don't panic boat a few weeks ago. And I gotta say that, a few weeks ago, of course, that was before the start of the season, but you know, as of even last week. Starting to change a little bit. Not saying I'm panicking, but I'm starting to, I think, adjust my priors, as they say in the political realm. I'm starting to kind of reassess what this team is, try to take an honest view of where the team is struggling and what that, therefore, what its outlook is for the rest of the season, especially with the Mets kind of running away from the rest of the NL East right now.
Yeah, so Joe, you know, you and I do sports flashes here at the station, and whenever I'm writing mine, I try to find some little nugget of information that I can include that's just not the common thought or whatever. And when I was writing my flashes today, the Braves have not won a series since opening weekend. Like, that's just hard to believe. Like, the fact that it's been this long that they're doing that, win a couple but in a four game series, or drop really frustrating ones like they did to the Miami Marlins, that had I think last night's performance, beating the Cubs, it had John Fricke so excited this morning. He was talking about the Braves have a chance to win the series, and I was like, hold on now, it's just game one.
Yeah.
And the problem is I was asked over the weekend, like, hey, what do you think is the Braves' problem right now? And I honestly turned to the person, I said, pick one.
Yeah,
honestly.
Everything?
Yeah. Well, and that's not how you would normally feel about a reigning world champion team.
Right.
A reigning world champion team that didn't just like sell for parts kind of thing, like that mostly brought back the same roster. It honestly, it's a bit eerily similar to the Atlanta Hawks, who last year went on a magical run that ended in the Eastern Conference Finals. They brought back pretty much the same exact team, swapped a couple of parts. And then as most people, you know, who keep up with Atlanta sports saw, they were out in the first round.
Regular season feels boring after that, right?
Yeah. Well, and basketball plays half the games that Major League Baseball does, which is, for everyone who was in my mentions last week, I came with a little hot take and something that I'm still kind of sticking with, as far as, you know, the Braves needing to make some changes in the outfield. Now they don't have much of a choice, as we'll get into in a bit. But I had everyone in my mentions being like, are you serious? The Braves are 14 games in, you know, like, how are you already panicking? And it's like, well, because I see things that could linger.
Mm-hmm.
I see things that can't just get immediate change. And that concerns me. You know, it concerns me at the fact of you pretty much have who you have in the starting rotation. You have who you have in the bullpen. You pretty much have who you have in the lineup out in the field. And yet you keep just seeing different things that that are red flags on top of having some really, really positive aspects to think of. You know, Matt Olson's been great this year.
Yeah.
Ozzie Albies, incredible season so far. I think he's tied for leading the league in home runs. You know, it's just
leads the league in solo homers.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a fact. I think every homer that he's hit has been a solo homer.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, you know, that's the Braves theme, isn't
it?
Of I think it was two nights ago, you know, against the Marlins that they finally hit a home run. Austin Riley hit a home run with somebody on base that was just like, oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. So a lot of things to be concerned about. And yet, Joe, there's like still the positive light of, hey, Ronald Acuña is right around the corner.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Already at Truist Field, made his appearance and was taking pictures with Dale Murphy's grandkids, you know,
yeah,
just like all around good feeling.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, just how we are reacting to the Braves' start to the season and them kind of sputtering. And it's just a shock to the system. And I think it's a shock to the system because I think that the start to this season really opens our eyes to just how good the Braves were last year. And it didn't just start in the playoffs. It was the run to make the playoffs. Like, ever since that trade deadline, they all of a sudden became the best team in baseball. They had they played 6-11 baseball last year in the second half, 44-28 overall. And I was just kind of spouting these stats off to you earlier. They were 44-28 in the second half. 17 of those 28 losses were by one run. They only lost by more than two runs like five times in the whole second half of last year. So that's just an insane period of results. And I think that for that reason, we're just not quite used to seeing what we're seeing here with the, you know, players making simple mistakes. And overall, I think it's just the inconsistency of the roster pretty much from top to bottom. I guess except for like Kenley Jansen and Austin Riley and maybe like a couple other players, pretty much everybody else has had periods that have really cost the team at times. And especially when you look at the rotation, Max Fried didn't get off to the greatest start to the season, though he's certainly rounding into form. Charlie Morton now kind of struggling as of his last few starts. When you are so inconsistent in so many areas, it just opens you up. It makes you vulnerable to losing in ways that we never saw this team lose last year. Last year, it seemed like they were the opposite of that. They were extremely consistent. They didn't often lose. Even when they did lose, it was often by one run, as I was just saying. So it's just, I think it's just a little bit of a shock to the system to see the team not just sputtering in terms of the results, but the way that it's happening, I think, is that's why I think people are kind of so panicky, and I'm getting there as well.
Well, and I also need to come with something, Joe, that is just a reality check for the Braves and for fans who are watching them. I've had a lot of people talk to me about, hey, you know, the Braves record right now is the exact same record they had last year at this point, you know, and then, you know, they weren't 500 until August, and, you know, the trade deadline really, you know, massively revamped this team, and I can't wait till we get to this year's trade deadline and we can go trade Miami for Jorge Soler and get Soler back, and, you know, all of these kinds of all of these theories being thrown out here. And I honestly, I have a wake-up call. Like, that was last year, and the likelihood of repeating that is second to none. I mean, honestly, Joe, there's something that I think we need to come to grips with, which is Alex Anthopoulos pulling off highway robbery at the trade deadline isn't going to happen again.
Yeah.
Like, teams are going to be looking at Alex Anthopoulos and going, wait, why do you want this guy from us? He's not performing well. You want him? Either going to do one or two things. Either they're going to drive the price up and be like, well, if you like him so much, then, you know, we need this prospect from you or whatever. Or they're going to go, oh, Alex thinks this guy is going to turn it around? Maybe we hold on to him. Like, this idea that the Braves are just going to repeat what they did last year. The division sucked. The division was terrible last year. The Mets started off really hot and absolutely bombed. Now, plenty of people are like, hey, the Mets could do that very same thing again this year. And it's possible. However, they're pulling off what they're doing right now without their number one starter. And like the idea, you know, Jacob deGrom coming back full strength for them could cause them to be a very scary team. It seems like Francisco Lindor has figured out whatever struggles he was going through last year, and now the Braves aren't just going to be able to easily, you know, get, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 games behind and carry that on and then just have a hot second half of the season and turn things around. I get so concerned at this idea of there's no need to worry because the Braves have figured it out before. Like, this isn't last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the standings right now from last year. What record do you think came in second place in the NL East last year? Do you have any guess what the record would have been? It was the Philadelphia Phillies who came in second last year.
So the Braves won 88 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. The Phillies won, let's say they won 80 games.
They won 82. They were 82 and 80. So very close. I mean, you got one.
Okay.
Yeah. So 82. So, like, yeah, I mean, the Braves, they won the division going away, you know, with a sweep over the Phillies in the second to last series of the season. And they still had, you know, by far, they had a worse record than the wild card teams in the National League overall over the course of the season. Sure. So all of that is to say is that you're right in that the Braves cannot rely on just like having the same trajectory as last year, you know, because if you do that, you're almost certainly not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even if they did play 600 ball after the All-Star break and finish with 88 wins, you know, like that probably wouldn't get them in. So, yeah, I think you're right that it is a different year. You have to hold this team to a higher standard. And yes, while Ronald Acuña Jr.'s out, and we know that he's obviously going to provide an impact, which we're going to talk about in a second, you're right that they are still playing essentially with most of the same parts that they won the World Series with last year. So there isn't really the excuse of, oh, well, we're just struggling because we need Ronnie to come back. He's certainly going to help, but, you know, they really should be winning more now. And one more stat to throw at you. You're talking about interesting stats about winning series and things like that. The Braves are 0-3 so far in rubber matches of series. So in their they've played three three-game series so far this year. In each of those series, they've split the first two and had a rubber match in the third one, in the third game, and they're 0-3. Last year in rubber matches in that same scenario, they were 13-5. So they've almost already like matched their losses in rubber matches from all of last year.
Over the entire season.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well,